This week on Side Hustle Radio, L the Sensei joins the show. Yeah.
Welcome to Side Hustle Radio Worldwide.
Thank you. We thank you, man, for taking the time out your busy schedule to come talk to us and everything. And I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for your contributions to hip hop. I mean, you're a pure legend. You got what? The Artifacts came out, what, 1994, I believe?
Yep. Well, actually 92, 93 with the Nubian Crackers record.
Use my tech, I got my technical technique, complete with my elite style piece to defeat all foes, the adversaries, enlist the pulmonary, all foes, a secondary fin, just like Huckleberry. Massive attractive raps give back the fact of the matter that I'm batter like a matador, scatter more atoms from the ants that can't swing. Rappers, I hem them up like tweeters, nits, nitwits, can't get with the brother MCL straight from New Jerusalem. Taking and breaking the rest because of a hell of a address. Running out of shit to say, so I pass it on. Tamer Z on the left of me, so I kick it off the head, spit up the beat, cause the beat was kinda whack, so I come back with the fact that I react to another smooth track when I come back to the scene, cause my shit is lean, tall, and mean. 6'2" with my crew, T plus T, down with B-O-B and Stretch Armstrong, the brothers' scars are kinda long, but I'm coming back from the rule now, brothers on my tip, giving them stuff, let me stop, I mean. So Tame, come over here, say some more skills. My skills of the head are weak.
Okay. All right, yo. You gotta excuse me, I was just scheming on a kill Rivera. I joke around like Hanna-Barbera, but mirror, mirror, Tame is a terror. My head got the knots, my name got the props. I'm the coach of a rap note, I call the shots. I'm Tamer D, I'm showing the man in me. Damn, stop flaming, G, huh, we ain't family. Keep that real, I smoke Buddha and pack steel. Check the rap deck, cause this is the last deal. With all baby Paul, give it to me.
That was before the album and the single there.
Okay, so 92, 93, and it's what, 2021 now, so... That's a long time to be in the game. Like, how did you like reinvent yourself? Like, first of all, people don't know, like, you're the ultimate hustler. Like you've been in a group. I mean, you had solo success. You got the shirts, you tour. Like, how do you find time to do it all, man? And how many projects do you got coming out in the next couple of years? Like 10, 12?
Well, actually, you know, like, this is work for me. You know, there's no going to a building and punching the clock. So this is what I got to do. You know, a lot of times I'm on tour, a lot of cats ask me, like, is this all you do? I'm like, hell yeah, this is everything. You know, this is how I make my bread. So it's, I'm used to, you know, doing this, you know, by now, but at the same time, every year is new. Every project is new. Every project I reinvent myself to, go with the music that I'm rocking with at the time of the project. So it's been a lot of practice being in the group, and especially with me and Tame. But for me, solo wise, since 98, 99, I've been just, you know, I always called it like a player on a 10-day contract for a team, trying to just keep making it. That's how I look at my career.
Where do you find the inspiration to keep going?
A lot of artists won't say doing this is a competition, but it is. So for a lot of my favorite MCs that are still making music, that's what really gears me. And to always, you know, want to make new music anyway. No different than, you know, when Booga saw me with Ross when I was down at his crib, you know, doing the project with him. You take on a different side of yourself, but, you know, you make yourself new every time you do a project or a song. So, you know, when the music is good, you know, that's pretty much the inspiration right there, because you have to always, everybody always asks me, like, how do you find the words? Where do the words come from? And it's mostly the beat, you know, it gives you a vibe and that's where you start. So for me, if I hear the track and it make me feel a certain way, I'll usually rise to that and start off that way. You know, it's always hard to start off a rhyme, like how you want to start the rhyme off, but you know, is that really what starts it? Everything is almost like a drummer in a band. So you hear that, mm-hmm. bap, bap, you ain't going to do nothing. So it's really when you hear the track, that's what sets it off. But I just want to write, like, take the listener to a certain place where they may not be getting it from the people they might be listening to at the time. So mm-hmm. I don't want to bore anybody first. So all my stuff is like action packed, is like going to a movie in the summertime, like say John Wick, you already know what you're getting when you go into that movie. You're getting a lot of gunshots, bullets, glass, blade, dying, a lot of people, a lot of shit like that happening. So when you're listening to my music, it's going to be first that, you know, I'm not one to say, I don't talk about a lot of things or have topics or so to say, but I'm already first, just action movie first. Let's go.
Yo, you know the routine. Come on. Cats wanna front on the name.
I ain't keepin'.
I'ma keep showing up on the bill, so deal with it.
Heat rock, still kicking my dude.
I ain't keepin'.
Cock back, high rack, then you know we got that.
We keep a rapper's feet to the flames.
I ain't keepin'.
Packin' with capacity crowds to stay flippin'.
I ain't keepin'.
No, I'm not playing with you, dude. I'm not trippin'. Your tunes are not hitting. Your socks spittin'. Clock chicks, gin on the rocks sippin'. My Pulp Fiction will knock you out of the box, skippin'. And hot clown kids like robot chicken. My clicks banging like chip wagons packed the corner. We clawed your blood, raw dog, and crashed your silver. Enthusiasm curber will smash your perma. Playing hot potato with your head and catch a murder. After I lash out, I'm still in your eyelid. Fly shit, burn your retinas and fill up your mind quick. I call your chick Del cause she's building a virus. It'll cast away your friends like on Gilligan's Island. Look, even your mom loves to see this kid rhyme. But when you free, I actually see the stink lines. I'm 3 to 6 times easily this big times. Cause the crush, they A-game, I never need to bring mine.
We keep a rapper's feet to the flames.
I ain't trippin'.
Pack it with capacity, crowds to stay trippin'.
Heat rock, still kickin' my dude.
I ain't trippin'.
Cock back, high rack, then you know we got that. Cats wanna front on the name.
I ain't trippin'.
I'ma keep showing up on the bill, so deal with it. No, I'm not playing with you.
We're claiming the stage, ain't nothing friendly about it. Lay my name on the page, get labor pains and I'm frowning. Get the crowd to engage, have the power be routed. Amalgamating with the great to make an album that's touted. Tim Block, the rum runner, don't trip, I'm on some other. Go rip the instrumental, then fist like rough lovers. Plus cover the earth's crust like cartographers. Dust to dust, till I bust out my sarcophagus. Proper, topic so hot, pop thermometers. Irish car bombing in bars on the Andromeda strain. Anomalous and never the same. Type of cat to keep anonymous but ever remain. Make the girls say burger. Word to the returners. The verse of each verse is berserk and you deserve it. Personal quirk to get worse but keep the German MCs to keep it perfect with perks like Pee Wee Herman.
Cats wanna front on the name.
I ain't trippin'.
I'ma keep showing up on the bill so deal with it.
Heat rock still kicking my dude.
I ain't trippin'.
Cock back, high rap, and you know we got that.
They keep a rapper's feet to the flames.
I ain't trippin'.
Pack it with capacity crowds to stay trippin'. No, I'm not playing with you.
Okay. So were you impacted at all by 2020?
Yeah, man. Like, you know, in the beginning, in March last year, it was like, you know, not knowing what was going to happen, because me and Tame had just did a tour in 2019. So automatically I was thinking, you know, how the new year going to be. We were setting up shows, me and Sadat, I'm setting up shows for me and him. And then that just, when everything shut down, I was like, wow, for a month, I was like, damn, how this shit going to be? So, right. You know, I just really like waited. And then maybe like the end of April, I was like, well, you know, I just bought all this merch. I got these hoodies sitting in here, all these hats. I got all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, people don't have money to do that right now. So then all this stimulus shit started happening. And I'm still getting emails from Ralph and eBay and all these Amazon is still sale here, sale there. I'm like, if they selling shit, I'm going to start selling my shit. So I just started putting up, you know, my merch was here, and the more I saw people doing what they was doing, sales came back up. So also, I'm very grateful for the fact that a lot of cats in the world right now, being that they couldn't go nowhere, started doing projects. A lot of cats started doing albums and singles, and you know, my feature door is always open. So that's one of the things that's key to what keeps me going in this, and is a business. We're doing a business when we do all of these things. So I treat myself in the same. So I also look at myself like a mercenary. You know, a lot of these cats only hire us to do these songs and do these features because they like what we are anyway as artists. So they hired me to come. I come in the room, I got my gun out. Where's the beat at? Brat, that's done. Okay, let's go to the next one. So it's like a roulette of cats from here to US to overseas to everywhere that want to do these songs. So I've done a lot of features in 2020 and even now up to this time in 2021. So I thank everybody that reached out, sent an email or DM asking how do they get the feature to happen, and that's cool. And that's how I survived in the year up to now.
I'm going to ask you a question, man. You're part of hip hop's royalty in Jersey, you know, with Latifah, Redman, 45 King.
Word.
So many. Who influenced you? I mean, because you influenced so many of the hip hop. You were part of that generation that influenced the hip hop. So, but who influenced you? I mean, came out, y'all was the ones, y'all would put it on the map with all those other Jersey artists. Y'all was part of that movement in Jersey that made hip hop in Jersey pump.
It's like, you know, that era you're talking about was like a renaissance for Jersey, because me and Tame came like late after everybody that, you know, Redman, Lord, you know, we came, and it was a time where everybody in the hood was like, okay, so everybody got a deal. What's up with you and Tame? You know, y'all still, you know, we was like, okay, well, we got to do something. We was doing demos and doing shows, but we didn't have a deal on the table or nothing like that. And that's when we got serious and started doing everything. But once we got on Stretch and Bobbito's show, that pretty much solidified us in New York first, because a lot of people thought we was from New York when we came out. You know, until they saw the video and they saw the New Jersey Transit bus and the Newark police.
I'm out to bomb like Vietnam, under the same name, Tame One, the bad one, ink flow master bastard with the magnum. I tags up quick, and then I steps to the exit when it's time to get sifted, or flex on some fresh shit, some whack crook. So my black book, I know who took it. I know it's so tagged because the fag writes his name crooked. The ink I use might stink, but you gotta think, I got my props hops because my tags don't shrink. I'm tagging and bagging bitches because my name is famous in the street, because they know my name's from cruising in the Jeeps. So yo, grab a can and put your man up and stand up for the fresh, never stale niggas off the third rail. Deep dark and black like the Magnum I pack. It's that artifacts chat from the wrong side of the track.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I load my backpack with spray paint to mark 'cause the spark the
spin the wax with tracks to make your hands clap. I could have went the other way, but no how. I got my dap on the mat with the big that's on a spray cap. Niggas used to doubt my clout, but now I turn them out. They shout my shit about town like they want to be down. Avoid the crowds who want to stab me in the back. Enough of that. Watch the third rail track, because I don't want to get zapped. Pieces to burn to show my name, no shame. Don't want to put the blame down on my nigga tame. Brothers don't want to see me grow to get my cash flow. I have the remorse to check me out in the source.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I burn my name up quick like a tie stick. As red as my eyes get, I still rocks the fly shit. That was some ultra flat black catch a wreck in a set. Wet paint ain't shit when I'm on the set. I'm live like the third rail on time like the pap train. The name Tame alone got fame, so fuck a last name. I tax mad when I drag a fat jacket ism. Coming out with new additions like Mike Bivens. I get a sticker from my nigga with the back of him. Write my name on him, then I peel off the back of him. And stick him to victims of underground systems. If the toys bring the noise, me and my boys are gonna diss. In conclusion, don't snooze when two niggas from New Jersey kick the mad graffiti slurs or kick the fakes to the curb. The artifacts, Jack, bringing the artifact back. Some seem to forget about the error that caught wreck. So remember this agenda when you slip in to enter the artifact zone, cause graffiti's still prone to kick ass, pizzazz, last time we tag. Why is that black? Because the whack Jack was known as a fag. So don't cross the path, that's a gat to your back. The artifacts out, wrong side of the tracks.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
So, with us. For here in Jersey, I'll say first, like Lakim Shabazz, I'll say his name first. That's my friend. That's my brother. This dude is like a pioneer. A lot of people don't say his name enough. I make sure of that in every interview I do. This guy, you know, pretty much still today left a lot of jewels on his records that people still follow and where I'm from. And it's, you know, a lot of cats when I say his name, I don't get where I'm in New York, in Europe, every, they say, where you know him? I'm like, yeah, listen, the God is still popping. So you know, I say, if you know, with 45 King, before Latifah, you know, Lakim was already running around. He's the first MC to be, come on to be in Egypt doing videos. And he was proud of it. So, you know, there's a rich history in Jersey that stretches out to Trenton, Madison. So you talking about YZ, you talking about the Poor Righteous Teachers, you talking about Diamond D, rest in peace. You talking a lot, but immediately is newer and Brick City and pretty much the more besides Poor Righteous Teachers, the more like I would say immediate Cat Fuji is from this area where I'm at right now. Not too far from me. Red Man grew up. People lived around the corner from where I'm at growing up. Do It All in them not too far. They right around the corner from Red Man. So this is all happened at the same, like, but in a chain reaction, one after another. And then when we came, it was like pretty much we represented more or less the elements of hip hop out of New Jersey, you know, so to say. And you know, it was crazy because a lot of people didn't think that it was graffiti in Jersey. It wasn't like because it was from New York, but even people in New York was bugged out because of what we was doing. Because I'm like, y'all only right there across the border, only like a 3-minute drive over the bridge.
Wow.
So you know, we make sure to say every time, you know, we are New Jersey, and we even though we East Coast, a lot of people mistake us to be in New York. I'm like, no, Jersey, trust me, there's a difference. Big difference. Like everybody from Jersey sounds different. Red Man don't sound like Artifacts. Artifacts don't sound like Lords. Lords don't sound like Real Live. You know, nobody sounds the same.
Have you been doing shows since what, this year? Anytime?
Last year, I did a show at my man Shabam Sadiq his barbershop in Atlanta. And it was a virtual show, but it was live and there.
During the shutdown?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we was outside, though, because the doors, Atlanta was open. It's always been open. So but we were safe. We had the doors open, and it was, trust me, it was cold as hell in there. Everybody was outside, you know, so they couldn't really come in. You couldn't stay inside until it was time for you to perform. So everybody else was either outside in front of the building or in the back. And anybody that sat in the inside was pretty much sat in seats where it was spread out. So it was pretty much, it was cool in that way. But doing what I'm about to do now is pretty much like a in-store. This is outside as well. It's nobody inside of the building, sidewalk pop-up show. And for me, like, I have, like Buka said, a bunch of projects that's ready to come out, but especially with the Artifacts record that's coming, entirely produced by Buck Wild. We got this record coming. I'm like, you know, I see things that's happening. I need to get out to promote what's happening. I got this merch. You know, it doesn't hurt to reach out to certain, you know, states to see who has a vinyl shop or any kind of vinyl presence or boutique shop that does things like what I'm about to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do in pretty much everywhere. Until we're able to really like open up big and go back inside, you know, this is a whole nother way to do it. So I'm just trying to show either a template or I'm guinea pigging myself, actually. I've done this before, but it's a whole different time now. So being that we're going to be outside, I have no problem trying this out.
Okay.
And I got one quick question. So, I mean, you had a lot of solo success. You had a lot of group success. Is there one you like better than the other, or?
Nah, I mean, I look at Artifacts as the vehicle. You know, I don't do anything if it's not for that banner in back of me. So that really just helps me move, you know, and the solo, that's for me. You know, that's something I build and something I've, you know, created for myself. No different for Tame, you know, where we can do anything, you know, but I know nothing starts without that logo in back of me. So, you know, no different if it was me and Sadat, no different if it's me and J-Raw. I have to look at these things in a way of, you know, anything I do show-wise is always going to say, you know, the sensei of, but of Artifacts, big as hell over the top of my head, so it's going to be no. If not, I'm not coming from this, they won't know. I'm going to say they won't know. Because through the years, because of the work, they've been comfortable, but without that idea, is nothing.
StatX, Daddy Boy, making power moves. The only moves that should be made should be power moves. Power's that energy. It's the truth. My rise anticipated from birth. I knew early on I'd have a place on this earth. Spawned from the place where this rap shit began. Bronx, New York, understand my time span. With a mic in your hand was an extension of truth. And this was validated by proof. I was there. It ain't always been fair. Cold-blooded. This shit got flooded. The group split, but we still hit. Punks jump up to get beat down. Nigga got his feet down. We still bosses, some of the shit we said, yo, it probably cost us. Fuck some of the labels, but peace of Dante Rosses. Grew from my losses, that's why I'm still here. I'm a beast on the feature, let me hijack your ear. Don't gas me like the Indians, sedate me with beer. Send me a deposit and I will appear. Power moves should be the only moves made. If you putting out products, should be quality grade. If you ain't on by now, then nigga learn a trade. We did us overtime, boy, a start on fame. Power moves should be the only moves made. If you putting out products, should be quality great. If you ain't out on fade, shit don't fade, nigga. You know how it go. We're not your ordinary duo team or combo, but a well-fit collabo with low spin and mad flow. Put together, make moves, greater denominator. Proclamators enhance music for hotter data. It just combines right, climb heights, two of a kind by design. Same sign if I got bomb mics. It made sense, and y'all needing refreshments. Adjustments, we tell them made to give you substance. So much shit to obtain, let me explain how we're still a no-brainer while we still in the game. Seems much more to gain due to like a label strain. Now we test the free market invest. They can claim and reap benefits. Deep minutes in the clutch. Keep business still a clinic when we bust. Major plus when you're purchasing this outcome. Shouldn't be without one. A damn good album. Power moves should be the only moves made. If you putting out products, should be quality grade. If you ain't on by now, then nigga learn a trade.
menudos. Living off kudos from way in the past. Nigga get lazy, oh, a nigga won't last. What happened to that? You ain't never gotta ask. I'm a beast on features and shows I eat fast. I'm on my job, yo, I stay on task. You a slob, yo, you stay on blast.
Mass music improved, we crushing all rappers. And stereotypes, the 90s ever doesn't matter. Splatter niggas on tour circuits, we breathe easy. No malfunctions on stage, so make the payment speedy. Through every song and delivery, show the sheer passion on what's burning the flame, on how we make it happen. Never slacking bars, strength and hard rock shit. Hand to hand, nickel bag, hustle on the block shit. Power moves should be the only moves made. If you putting out products, should be quality grade. If you ain't on by now, then nigga learn a trade. We did us overtime, boy, a start on feet. Power moves should be the only moves made. If you putting out products, should be quality great. If you ain't on by now, then nigga learn to trade. We did us overtime, boy, a start on fame.
Just want to say too that I was able to be a fly on the wall in the recording sessions of you and J. Ross project, and I'm just gonna say that's some of both of y'all's best work to date. And I can't wait for people to really hear it. Like, yeah, I'm putting it out there because I heard it. I heard it. I was there. So
I think it ain't even mixed yet or nothing like that. But I'm glad you like it.
Man, that's some of y'all, both of y'all's best work. Like, it's gonna be so powerful. Like, talk about dopeness. And I don't know if you guys, like JC or DePoint, y'all ever seen anybody like he got the beats, like, but he wrote like right on the spot. He was literally writing like right there. It was the most incredible stuff I ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was literally writing to the beat and then like rip it off and go in there and rap it. Like, it's amazing. So salute to you.
Oh,
thanks. I mean, like, that I would say that the label used to hate when me and Tame used to do that, you know, because they would think that we would be wasting time in the studio because we was writing. And over the years from that, I just, you know, it's like when cats freestyle, dudes come on the top, boom, drop, but then a lot of times in the studio, it's not the same thing when you have to sit with the track and come up with things to say that people gonna like, say, like, to buy, you know what I mean? Like, to say, like, you know, they want to put in their collection. So I'm conscious of that every time I go in the booth, but it's also, even if I would have wrote all of that stuff at home, a lot of it, I told Ross, you know, he said, did you write? I said, a little bit, but when I got there, just sit there and, you know, be locked in the room with the track, and I can't go back home to Jersey when I'm there. Like, so that's the pressure of doing that, where you know you have to perform. So also, like, with the tracks he was giving me that I had, I sat with him for a minute where I knew where I wanted to go with him without even putting the words down. But once you start, and, you know, it starts coming out, it's like I'm not home. I don't have to go run around, do stuff, go to the store, cook, do walk, do daddy duty shit. It's just really sitting there with it and just goes, no interruption. So I could have sat there and wrote both of the verses there and wrote the hook, but then now I have to go back to the first verse, refill that again. So I'm like, look, let me just write this here, go in the booth, spit that, come back, listen to them, go back in again, sit there, listen, let me go do the hook right now. So for doing that for so long, you get used to doing that process, but you always conscious that the song still got to be dope, and you got to write some shit that was not the thing that you did on the other song.
The artifacts, did y'all ever really break up, or was it just a break?
Nah, that shit was real.
Oh, what? Well,
yes.
Why'd y'all break up?
I like, when you're talking about working hard from 94 to 96, 97,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things not coming to fruition, and, you know, I remember the lawyer that did our contract reading. He was like, yo, man, look, y'all not going to be on this label for a long time. Like, you got to think about a lot of things that's going on in this paperwork. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that we could step off with our name and still make music with our name and merchandise and logo. So we drew a lot of things up in the contract they didn't understand that we wanted, but that's why we still able to be this group and keep that name because of certain things like that. Mm-hmm. But me and Tame split because of a lot of, not say personal things, but like it was never no beef or fighting or nothing like that. But if we was drained, bro. You know what I mean? Like doing all the stuff we was doing, trying to keep up with an industry lifestyle that was, you know, without people at the label, wasn't able to keep the machine going. And then, you know, like I know, is other artists come in and they got to start paying attention to them. So I was, you know, Wendy Day, she got us off the label, out of the deal, clean, which was cool. But for me, I feel like, you know, we did the best we could with what we had. And it was nothing that they could say bad about us at all as far as musically what we did at Atlantic, Big Beat, whatever. But it was a, you know, stepping stone to what we're doing right now. And it just gave me and Tame time to take a break from what we were doing in the group. And he found himself in as far as his solo career, and so did I. And then when we got back together in 2008, you know, it was like me and Tame were two brothers that got separated and was mad about it. And then, you know, we was off doing our own thing. And once we got back together, like that was, you know, if y'all could have been there, 2008, Newark, New Jersey, and Lincoln Park with Rocksteady Crew, Anniversary, everything. You know, we was on that stage. I was doing the show by myself. And Tame was, I saw him walking around the park. I seen people texting me like, yo, Tame's coming up there no matter what you say. I was like, yo, I'm like, I'm looking at my phone, put it back in my pocket. I see him coming on the stage. The whole park was silent. Everybody was like, what the hell gonna happen? And because nobody knew, they thought we was always, you know, on some beef shit. But it wasn't that. And when he walked on the stage, like everybody was froze, do it all, grabbed the mic. Yeah, we're doing this now. We're setting this shit off now. We bringing these niggas back together. And because the crowd didn't know, me and Tame, just the look on his face that he gave me, we just stuck our hands out, gave each other a pound. The energy in that damn part, my man Bree sitting here next to me. That's why I'm looking to the side. I know I'm pro with the job, see. But the energy in that part, we did that. And immediately the music just dropped chaos through the damn wrong side. On, I mean, come on, to get down, we doing wrong. The park is rocking, and we've been back since. So, you know, it was never a fake thing. It was really just we had to take a break.
So, but are y'all still friends to this day?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. We're still friends today. Like I said, we got a new album coming out very soon. I'm waiting for the release date. The vinyl's getting pressed up. So very soon, a whole artifacts, 10 songs produced by Buck Wild will be out to the world on vinyl, CD, and set. Very soon.
Shropshire, slasher, dash the with the fastest ass capture. No moonwalk, my tunes talk all by they alone. Phone me home, I'm in the middle like I'm Mona. Love to do dubs on deck without a mic check. Collect no checks, but catch wreck on sets. Deuce, deuce is loose, PPP represents me. Death Squad, Boom Squad, and Artifacts make drink. Like Dennis Scott dropping one for the wisdom. Cause when I get some, I'll be f***ing up they system. All temperature cheer when I appear from the mist. Priceless, ISIS, and never see another Christmas. You, you know the time when we rock the spot. Artifacts, New Jerusalem, catch wreck and get the pop. You know the time when we rock the shit. Tame One and MCO, we be the ultimate. You know the time when we rock the spot. Artifacts, New Jerusalem, catch wreck and get the pop. You know the time when we rock the shit. Tame One and MCO, we be the ultimate. Trust me, the best beat. Check it for my recipes. Mess with me and I'll be draining all your energy. Galactus tactics match wits, I'm from the brick. I used to catch a switch from any walk by. But now it's to the break like this jocks. This rock is hot. Got props and plus plus shots for what I got. Don't sniff, but snot hops. You better watch the snot box, I'll dish you. Then I'll clear the air like Scott tissue. The issue got a barcode on funk mode. So now I pack a trunk load of skunk for the underground chunks. Cause I bumps in any system. Who dissed them? Watch me back them up from all the way from New Jeru to Manhattan. Satin and silk killed the best built. I guess the milk was no good. So now I'm classified a true hood. Check this live on Kodak tents or bust a pimp. Cause I'm not a boogaloo shrimp. Same one, the Jesus and the Judas.
on tap with rap, so magnificent, sufficient, all that. Tall facts from the six footer. In slang, I be the gooder. Goodest, best, put the rest, axe that's less. Sub, record a wreck, sir. Prefer tracks to measure. Size up, MCs that need the wise up. Nay, lives up. Urban survivalists, live with this. Low style, tribalist. That gets all up in your. All reasons. Number one, you're sleeping. Speaking like a deacon, catch the drops, my props leaking. Seeking on the deep end, thinking while I'm thinking of ways to play my competition without blinking. The ink's on the sheet with rhymes that are unique, complete batter. Astounding feats, yo, it don't matter. Capitalize while I'm categorized. The G, L to the tame, to the O, N, E. You know the time when we rock this spot. Artifacts, new Jerus, catch wreck and get the props. You know the time when we rock this tame one and MCL, we be the ultimate. You know the time when we rock this spot. Artifacts, new Jerus, catch wreck and get the props. You know the time when we rock this.
Any features on there that we should know about? Any features on there?
Yeah, we got only two. Only two. Yeah.
Just two? You don't want to say who they are? I'm just saying. All right,
so look, okay. we went old to the new on the features. You know, we did a feature with Razzcast. You know, we started our solo our careers off with Razzcast on the West Coast. On a tour with him when he was in a group, Western Hemisphere. And we got a new, my man, Afro. So that's the new blood from today. And that song is straight, man, y'all gonna love that one. And it's just me and Tame throughout the rest.
As Mellow Max passes the blunt to Scully.
And clock off dice that roll funny. Getting blunted off somebody's whole money. Honeys beeping me for cheese, ease back. Please keep that weave intact. Best believe the Tamer D will be back. Get the weed sex, relax. Fuck a flick from Blockbuster, I'ma touch ya. Proving who got the bomb like Russia. Friendly neighborhood rap hood with goods. Could it be? Yes, no question. Now let's start up the session. Kick a rap out till I black out. Check out when I wreck out, throwing backs out. Laughing out loud when niggas crap out. Me, I want more G's than the LAPD from when I wrote my first rhyme in 83. With each piece release, I reach mad blocks. Analyzing more spots than Matlock. Now I got this rapping shit on padlock. You only half rock. My shit returns like resurrections in religion. Was fucking with the fact we only boys shit. Stating all quotes. Niggas couldn't see me through an optometrist scope. Open by the rhythm MCs, that's hardest. New Jerusalem, artifacts be the artist. Main target, crews who think they bring the news. Who's this? Kicking in your Vinci box, Chris. As long as the boom squad is hearing me clear, there ain't another rapper here that's gonna G this year. G. Lyric for lyric, we exhibit mass appeal, staying real like Eric Sermon. Drunk off the funk like it was bourbon. Rolling up Big Willie like Suburban. Blazers make a wager, Tamer blows up like a pager, making you wake up early. Tell your girlie, turn my tape up. Wait up, let me lace up the place like boots. Make loot and proceed to rock like roots. I tear the roof off, and when I fuck, don't take my boots off. I shoot from the lip and make your nose glow like Rudolph. You saw, so let me hit you off with all the hardness. Artifact shit, we got the hard shit regardless. I'll be making up my shit, like the format and how it don't match or fit. I just dig into the X-Files of style, hitting while you're missing out, prove that the child. Beyond the different angles, strangle those who want to tangle. With the flexi with the technique ripper, Elva, sensei with the mensei in the back. Digging that we can't battle, rapid combat, cease that. Realize that the facts don't mess, around when we bless, sounds down for any test.
So bring your nine and your best, cause when you step to these men, your plan best to be correct. Interject with intellect, each step steady, dissing those who pose with beef that's petty.
Yeah, so look, anybody listening, watching, following, you can go hit me up on Instagram, Sensei from NJ, S-E-N-S-E-I from NJ. Mostly there, you can get the merch and just DM me. I usually post up the inventory every week. You can go to my Instagram page, and the link is in the bio for the merch page. If, you know, I'm getting it kind of restructured right now, but if you can look on there, they give you options just to ask me if, what you might want. But follow me on Instagram. But all of the new other merch that's not on the webpage, merch page, is on the Instagram page. So I don't really mess with the Facebook. So just hit me on the IG and we good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you
very much. Yep. Because look, we got two things rolled up. I'm about to smoke. Beach real quick.
Yeah, right, have a nice night. Have a nice night. Enjoy yourself.
No doubt.
This is Crate Vibes on Side Hustle Radio.
What's up, world? It's Mr. Badass, Double Dollar Sign Records for show. And we live in the establishment with DJ Buka on the ones and twos. DJ Buka on the ones and twos. DJ Buka on the ones and twos, yeah.
Excuse me as I kiss the sky. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. On the dive, oh they coach ya. Stalk the dead body like a vulture. The Decalion, blacker than your blackest stallion. Hit your housing, projects I represent your Shaolin. Oh yes, apocalypse now, the gunpowder be going down. Diggy, diggy, down, diggy, down, down.
While the planets and the stars and the moons collapse, when I raise my trigger finger, all y'all niggas hit the deck. Cause ain't no need for that, hustlers and hardcore. Roar to the floor, roar like reservoir doors. The green-eyed bandit can't stand it. We're more fruity and loose than that toucan sandwich. Plus, the Baba Z got me wild.
Messing with this,
it's a straight suicide.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
It's the funk knock the spot, smoking on the train.
How high?
So high that I can kiss the sky. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
Breaking out Johnny Blaze, ain't a damn thing changed.
How high?
So high that I can kiss the sky.
Up to the sky.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, murder, one lyric at your door. Take out, bring it to that ass roar. Breaking all the rules like glass jaws. You got to get mine to get yours. We don't need no rap tour. I'd rather kick the facts and catch you with the rap chore. More than you bargain for. To cows I stays open like an all-night store. For real, I keep shit ill like a piece of blue steel. Pointed at your temper with the intent to kill. And in your existence, M.E.T. ain't no use for resistance. H.O.D.
I shift like a clutch with the ruck. Examine my nuts, I don't stop till I get enough. 6 million ways to die, so I chose. Made it 6 million and one with your eyes closed. And blindfold, cold so you can feel the rap. And shatter the glass in second half on your funky ass. And yo, my man, hit me now. Just used to play me, now they can't forget me now. They get me not, I rock the spot, check clock. Empty offer, licking off in hip hop. The billboard, I'm a bullet on my block. How you dope when you pay for your billboard spot? Spot, 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 spot.
that real shit. Yeah.
Navigator whipping with the CD on. Lone catalyst, rocking to the break, D on. Make a sucker, New Jack be gone. He kick the shit, I be like, yo, you putting me on? You wanna battle? Right. Uncle Ross pick me and beat the freak on. Something with a lot of bass, and some hot to tweet on. The drums, I'll give it a run, you know. Turn the heat on, up in the kitchen. Then you'll delete Sean, will put me in the top position. Jay Sands dishing. No look like Rod Strickland. Make the average MC contemplate just sitting down. The wax spin like merry-go-round. While I format the verbs and nouns through underground. Now what you looking for, you have found. So now bump to the sound. Properly laid and mixed down by no other than my brother. Although from different mother, Jay Rawls who stands on the mic, so take cover. The sound makes you bounce like Flubber. Ludacris, Danny Glover. Lethal with weapons, so why the check and
process. Yo, paying these dues, battling crews. At the same time, living in life, giving enlightenment. See it out for the blind. Through the darkness of the industry, we ministry. Due process, paying these dues, battling crews. At the same time, living in life, giving enlightenment. See an eye for the blind, through the darkness of the industry, we ministry.
I go on like etc. And blast my way out of the plethora of replicas. Cast steady, acting extra, and they parts is non-speaking. My skills go without and beyond speaking. Address your congregation like a deacon seeking converts. My convo is an honor and a pleasure. You seeing me is like Geraldo seeing Al Capone's treasure. You the dawn of mediocrity. I'm the indispensable hero of hypocrisy. Stopping your flow like bureaucracy. Due process, you got blessed by the best of the population. Word to Black Sean, I'll Chuck D your whole operation and shut it down. Cut it down like rainforest. You see Tully Quali when you look up the illest and look thesaurus. I'm the definition of special edition with rack and pinion steering to make my hand a limb more smooth than aloe and lanolin. Manifesto spitting, my stilettos hitting. On a ghetto mission to keep it fabulous like a lone catalyst composition.
Due process, paying these dues, battling crews. At the same time, living in life, giving in life. Think we can't go be there too. Oh man, oh man.
I come before your bearing skills, get you off like cheap thrills. Some may deny me because of lack of faith. I bring true lyrics straight to your face. Here's a brand new testament written by me, co-written by Makiba and Eternal Quali. Constant meditation lasts longer than duration. Proper education is my levitation to stimulate, quite simple. I clear all paths like Christ in the temple.
Coming with the skills that's essential to even mention Brooklyn as the residential. Depictions be graphic, cause how we be living is tragic. So I take your imagination and I stretch it like elastic. Some people treat opportunity like a blunt and pass it. I see the mic as my opportunity and so I grab it. Hold. Mentally I live lavishly. I cherish the heredity that's preparing me to be a revolutionary till they bury me. Carry me in your thoughts forever. The way I put words together you treasure. Ayo, whatever the weather, instead of clever I'm better cause I seize the time with reason and rhyme.
Sometimes I flip the different flavors. This old school mama came to save ya. Cause I'm too old to scold. Better act like you know. Putting hearts on hold. Prepare your hand for the fold. Waiting to be taught. Here's a whiff of holy breath. I bring pain to your chest. Let's civilize the people. Hang up your petty egos. I've got a shield on my back. Cause people carry blades. Getting caught off guard leaves you in a shallow grave. Here comes the ruler of the night, better known as the moon. Bobbing with Jay Paul's animated like a tune.
This is for the kids coming up in the lunchroom.
I pulled your card like spades to spit. We made your shit to ill pitch. You afraid to hit. It's like that. Here we go.
Here we go.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Come on.
Come on.
I pulled your card like spades.
Rocking with my man DJ Booker.
Now that you're gone, babe,
since you went.
get. And DJs, make sure you play some of your set. And B-boys, make sure when it's on you get down. Give it up one time for the underground. Give it up one time for the underground. Give it up one time for the underground. But we can't forget. And DJs, make sure you play some of your set. And B-boys, make sure when it's on you get down. Give it up one time for the underground. My man, it was a different time. College radio promo instead of online. Sandbox, super rapping, elemental, seven heads. What's an MP3? We pushed the vinyl instead. 20,000 units of just 112. Rocking tapes by Miro, Eddie L, and DL. CMJ Gavin knocked the cellular phone. Back when Bob had Fondalum and Wolf threw stones. Raucous made me a nervous wreck. Fat beats and land speed cut the check. ASR MPC just to craft the sound. And then it's MTV for the lyrics.
I'm able to rock this period now, cause I was at the open mics in any area found. New Eureka Poets Cafe preparing my sound. End of the week, that's when I tore Pyramid down. Rocksteady anniversary, ciphers everywhere in the town. In the village, people staring around. Endearing, appearing, and hearing and cheering from crowds. Press eject up the sets before sharing a foul. Fat beats we get in stores. Your favorite record store, I'll be in yours. Like a block party that was indoors. Stretch on strong show, depends what your mom's saying. Nobody Thursday, a celebrity Friday. Riz and Eclipse at NYU. Proving that I was the illest, that's how NY knew. Raws.
But we can't forget. And DJs, yeah, make sure you play some of your set. And B-boys, make sure when it's on you get down. Give it up one time for the underground. Give it up one time for the underground. Give it up one time for the underground.
Now it's time for Word on the Street with JC.
Okay, we're gonna do some Word on the Street here.
Word on the Street with JC.
Wow.
Yeah, I did that.
Yes, you did.
You might owe something for that. You feel me? You know,
I feel a little appreciated right now. All right. So remember I told you about that t-shirt that Kanye put together for DMX?
I heard about
it. He raised $1 million.
Is the shirt out for sale?
Yeah, he did it through, what is it, Balenciaga?
Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Wow, he raised $1 million. How much the shirt was going for, have you saw?
I didn't see how much the shirts was going for, and I seen the shirts.
Dope.
So it just was a plain old black long sleeve shirt with DMX picture on the front. I would have bought it if it wasn't too crazy, but right. It never said where to go. But I guess you had to go to the Basilique, whatever store. Anyway. Yeah.
All right.
So you have Sierra and Russell.
What is it, Mark Russell or something?
No, Sierra and Russell Wilson went to a middle school and gave out, I believe, $30 to $40 to each student to start up their own bank account.
$30
to $40? Uh-huh. In the whole middle school.
On the whole middle school?
Yeah. So, yeah, to get them started with starting up a bank account, and they won't be able to touch the account until they're 18 years old. But I think that's a great, you know, way of giving back and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five will finally receive a Grammy.
What? Really?
Yes. Yes.
They were. For what?
Yeah, I think.
For a song or?
It didn't say what the title would be, but I would think that it would be being pioneers of hip hop, period.
Right. I think that's a good look.
Yep, so that's definitely dope. Black Rob's funeral was held, I believe, Friday. And I forget who it was that stood up and spoke, but they said that people were so wrong about Diddy. Diddy's been there since day one with Rob. They say he always looked out, he always sent Rob money, he always made sure Rob was taken care of. So.
Alright, well, thanks for that misconception.
Yeah, and I just think that's the downside of the internet, because people put something out and people just run with it. So you never know. If you're not there, don't speak on it. So people personal business. So speaking of Diddy, he finally legally got his middle name changed to Love. So it's Sean Love Combs now. I know. All right, so Irv Gotti caught a lot. What'd you say?
I said that's people with money problems.
Right. Irv Gotti caught a lot of backlash after making a comment on details about how DMX died. Everybody came for him, from 50 Cent to Swiss. Like, it just...
Wow.
Yeah, he had to make an apology because they wasn't letting up on him. And they said that Irv and DMX were...
Didn't he say he got a bad dose of crack or something? And that's like,
fentanyl. Yeah. But
why would you say that about somebody?
I don't know.
He needs some backlash. They need
People said that they were close, though. I don't know. But he apologized. So, Candy and YA from Boyz II Men are having a beef online. And it's
huh?
It's not interesting, but it's funny. Because you're looking at these two people, and basically she just said that they were the worst group that she's worked with. They was hard to get along with. So, and his comeback was, what has she done? What has she been doing? And she really haven't been putting out music or anything. So her comeback was showing her plaques that she is still receiving because she writes music outside of all the other things she did. You know what I mean? She's a millionaire as well. Like, she owns restaurants, she owns businesses, like, she's on TV all the time, she writes music. So
yeah,
basically,
I'm dipping in that chocolate for $10 million. I'm just saying.
Oh God.
So
anyway, Deion Sanders took to the social media site to express how upset he was about not one kid from HBCU was drafted in the 2021 NFL draft out of 259 picks. So that was it for Word on the Street, something light.
All right, man.
I ain't have a lot of depth or anything to report, so yeah, just something light.
Check the show on Hustle Brand TV on YouTube.